you know the difference between government bonds and drummers? Bonds eventually mature and earn money. Hi, I'm Rob West, and apologies to all you drummers out there. I couldn't resist that one. You know what else folks can't resist lately? I-bonds, and we've been getting a lot of questions about them. So I'll give you an I-bond primer today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Okay, there's no question that I-bonds became hugely popular in 2022. If every cloud has a silver lining, then the silver lining in the cloud of inflation is the I-bond, because the I stands for inflation and its interest rate is pegged to the consumer price index. This past year, inflation skyrocketed, and so did the interest rate paid by I-bonds. That interest rate is recalculated every 6 months. So for a good part of 2022, I-bonds were paying an incredible 9.62%. Now, they tell us that inflation has come down somewhat, so the latest six-month period, November through April of 2023, has I-bonds paying less, but still a very healthy 6.89%. That's way more than you can get with any bank savings account, brick and mortar, or online. And I-bonds come with as much security as you can get in the world. Issued by the Treasury Department, they're backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. They're also exempt from state and local income taxes, which makes them an even better investment if you live in a state or city with high income taxes. When inflation hammers the stock and bond markets, you'd think that investors would move all of their money into I-bonds. But you can't. You can only buy up to $10,000 worth of I-bonds a year through the government's Treasury Direct website, and another $5,000 a year with your tax refund, for a total of $15,000 per person. You'd also think that investors around the world would flock to I-bonds, but they can't. To purchase them, you need to be a U.S. citizen, even if you're living abroad, or a U.S. resident, or a civilian employee of the U.S. government, regardless of where you live. Some trusts and estates can also purchase I-bonds, but corporations can't. Drilling down a little deeper into how the interest rate of I-bonds is calculated, the rate you're paid is called the composite rate. That's a combination of the current fixed rate of 0.4% plus the current inflation rate, 6.48%. Put them together and you get the current composite rate of 6.89%. Your I-bond earns interest on a monthly basis, and that interest is added to the principal of your bond every 6 months, allowing your money to compound over time. However, you don't actually get access to those interest payments until you cash in the bond. Also, and this is why you wouldn't include I-bonds in your emergency fund, you can't cash them in for a full year after the purchase. And if you cash them in from 1 to 5 years of purchase, you'll lose the prior 3 months' worth of interest. After 5 years, there's no penalty for cashing them in. And what about maturity, you ask? Well, I-bonds have a 20-year original maturity period and an extended period of another 10 years for a total of 30. After 30 years, your I-bond has earned you all the interest it can, and there's no reason to hold it any longer. Now, how are I-bonds taxed? Well, I said that they're exempt from state and municipal income taxes, but not federal, with one exception. If you cash in a bond to pay for qualified higher education expenses, the interest you've earned may be exempt from federal taxes. One more thing to know about I-bonds and taxes: the owner of the bond always has to pay the tax. That means if someone else bought the bond and gave it to you as a gift, you pay the tax on it when you cash it in. So to recap, I-bonds have three major benefits. First, they're designed to protect your money from the ravages of inflation. It's almost a given that money held in a bank savings account, even an online bank, will lose some purchasing power. Not so with I-bonds. When inflation goes up, so does the interest paid on an I-bond. Secondly, and certainly unlike the stock market, I-bonds have as close to a zero risk of default as you can, since they're backed by the federal government. And finally, they're exempt from state and local income taxes and possibly federal income taxes if you use them to pay for college tuition and fees at a qualified institution. All of which means you should consider I-bonds as a part of your overall financial planning. All right, your calls are next. 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. The Christmas spirit. We hear a lot about it this time of year. Love for our fellow man, an upbeat outlook on life, kindness, goodness, and cheer for all. And although these things are good, we're tempted to make them hold too much weight. We're tempted to think they are the way to salvation. But the Bible paints a different picture. It tells us about the gospel, the good news of salvation, not by works, but by faith alone. This is what the Apostle Paul told us in Romans 3. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith, apart from the works of the law. But the reason Christmas is good news is because the Savior was born. Do you have faith in Him? Get started with Anchor Devotional today. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Washington Watch advances a culture where human life is valued and religious liberty thrives.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch, right here on the American Family Radio Network, inviting you to join us each weekend for the weekend edition of Washington Watch for the latest from our nation's capital on what is happening as it pertains to faith, family, and freedom. You'll hear from policymakers, congressional leaders, and others each day, 4 p.m. Central Time. Be there.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's Cards That Give to Missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host, and it's time to take your questions on anything financial. The number to call is 800-525-7000. This is where we apply the wisdom from the Bible to your financial decisions and choices. So what are you thinking about today, financially speaking? We'll try to help you be a wise and faithful steward as you make practical financial decisions. The number to call again with lines open, 800-525-7000. We'll begin today in Missouri. Hey, Russ, thanks for calling. Go right ahead. Russ, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay. I have previously had employers who offered 401k matching, and they've had it where you can choose like G, F, C, S, you know, different funds, but it's you don't get to choose what companies, I don't believe, at least I don't know how, that the money goes to. So I am hesitant to contribute to those funds because as a Christian, I want to make sure I know exactly where my money's going on. I don't want it to go to the company. that I don't, that's not biblical. So if you maybe help me, how do I get my money?
Yeah.
How do I invest my money through these employer matching programs, but also
yes.
know where it's going?
Yeah, that's a great question. The good news is, Russ, there's more options than ever. It still may not be perfect, but there are more options than ever to take advantage of. So if there's matching, I'd love for you to contribute to that 401k. But you're right. If you want values-aligned investments, you're going to be limited either to the investment selections inside the plan, and hopefully they've added some faith-based investment fund families. That would be the first thing. We'll talk about that in a moment. Or second, you could see if they have what's called a brokerage window, which is an option offered in some 401k plans where the investor has the ability to buy and sell investment securities on their own through a brokerage platform. It might also be known as a self-directed option. If they have that, then you would be able to buy individual securities still within the 401k. If not, then you'd be limited to the fund families that are there. And so I would look to see what fund families are present that might be faith aligned. So are there, you know, funds from Eventide or Praxis or ETFs from Inspire or Guidestone funds or Crossmark? You know, many of the fund families we talk about and you'll find on our website at moneywise.org, these are faith-based investments really with a mandate to either avoid companies that are misaligned with your Christian values and or embracing companies that specifically are promoting human flourishing or even having a kingdom impact. And then thirdly, many of them engage as owners of companies on behalf of their shareholders to express the values of believers with company leadership and the investor relations department. And so through avoiding, embracing, and engaging, they can build portfolios that are faith forward, more faith aligned, and hopefully as a believer would give you some confidence that you know, your portfolio is aligned with your Christian values. Have you looked to see whether there's any of these faith-based fund families present in the mutual fund options that you have, Russ?
Previously, I believe I did. I didn't know where to look.
Yeah.
But I don't, I kind of didn't really, I not really, didn't really get anywhere. So anything that would help me know at least what to ask or where to look.
Very good. Yeah, so I might start by going to our website, moneywise.org, and you'll see many of the fund families, the faith-based fund families there. If you click on the show at the top of the page at moneywise.org, you'll find a listing of all of our underwriters, and many of those fund families are listed there. So One Ascend Investments, Guidestone, Praxis, Inspire, Eventide, you know, those would be great fund families. And then you could call the, you know, investor, well, the plan administrator of the 401k. So whichever, you know, toll-free number you would call to access plan information and questions and just say, I'm looking for fund options that are coming from these families. And if none of them exist, then you could encourage them to add some faith-based fund families. You could also probably do the research on your own just by logging into your 401k and looking and searching for, you know, any one of these mutual fund families. Secondly, you could explore, again, this option of a brokerage window and then have an advisor help you make the selections of the investments that, again, are faith aligned. And that's where a certified kingdom advisor could help you. You could do a search for a CKA there in Missouri on our website, again, at moneywise.org. Just click find a CKA. So, I think these are great options. The other option is to try to do as much of your investing outside of the 401k as you can. So you could open a Roth IRA. And if you're married, you and your wife could each put in $6,500, I believe it is, for 2023. If you want to go ahead and fund this year, you can as well, up to your tax filing, and that would give you unlimited investment options. So you could, you know, very most certainly, you know, seek out these fund families with the IRA investments. Does that make sense?
Yes. Will they still match with all
no,
these options?
No, that would be an individual account. So an IRA is just your account only. It has nothing to do with your employer. You would set it up outside of your employer, and there would be no matching. So that's where,
now,
you know, to
for the fun families? Will they match for the fun families that you had talked about?
Oh yeah. So the matching occurs for your 401k as you make the salary deferred contribution. So it comes right out of your check and you make a contribution to the 401k. The matching happens at the same time. That's irrespective of which then investments you select from within the plan after the contributions and the matches are made. So the matching is separate from the investment selections you make inside the plan.
Okay, so the money, you're basically saying the money would go, I could choose those matching funds to go to the Christian investments also.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so as long as a fund is available inside your plan, any of the contributions, right, whether it comes from you or your employer, are available for any of the funds that you make. So you're directing the investments, but it's limited to the investment universe inside the plan. So they either have to add it to the plan or not, and that's really what you're going to be looking for.
Okay.
All right.
I will look into these areas, and thank you for your help, sir.
I'm happy to do it. God bless you, my friend. To Texas. Hi, Kristen. You're next on the program. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm driving right now, so I don't have anything in front of me. I'm just kind of going from recall. But I was trying to get on the website to apply for or purchase an I-bond. And
yes.
It was asking for like a tax ID number, I believe. And I, of course, do not have one, have that. So I just kind of got stumped and was wanting to see if I was on the right track there, or
yes. So U.S. taxpayer identification numbers include a Social Security number, which would be issued to individuals, or an EIN, an employer identification number, which is issued to individuals or entities. So if you have a social, you could use that in that place.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
Yeah, very good. TreasuryDirect.gov. And, you know, that website has been, in the past, it's been difficult to navigate. They've recently updated it. It was overwhelmed with traffic back in October, but it seems, at least as of late, I've been hearing that it's been running a little bit more smoothly. So hopefully you won't have any trouble getting that account set up and then transferring the funds in. But Kristen, thanks for your call today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Ed and Donna, we're coming your way just on the other side of the break. Plus, perhaps your question. Give us a call. We'll be right back on MoneyWise.
The AFA Resource Center has all your favorite items. Everything from books, movies, shirts, and even hats. Introducing AFA's polyester and twill hats, starting at just $18. Whether you're into fashion, a collector, or you're just having a bad hair day, these hats are just what you need. You can buy one for yourself or a friend. Purchase your AFA hat today at resources.afa.net.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the MoneyWise program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This year has just flown by. I know, it's already December.
As 2022 comes to a close, the AFA Foundation would like to invite you to make a planned gift to American Family Association. Consider the many ways your planned gift can help restore a biblical worldview in our nation, as well as bring financial stability to your family. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit our website at afafoundation.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. Here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. We'd love to apply the wisdom from the Bible to the decisions and choices you're making financially. Before we head back to the phones, let me say a special thank you to some of our faithful financial supporters from American Family Radio. Grateful for Aaron in Hagerstown, Peggy in Brentwood, Debbie in Aiken, South Carolina, Kelly in Bainbridge, Georgia. Thank you that recently gave, along with Bill in Montgomery and Ernest in Brandon, Mississippi. We're grateful for your support here at MoneyWise Media. You know, this is a critical time for us as we press toward year end to try to meet our giving goals as a listener-supported ministry. Our goal, to close out the year, $250,000 in support. We're well on our way, and we're being helped this week in particular by a generous donor who's offered to match any gifts this week, dollar for dollar, up to $50,000, which means your gift is effectively doubled in impact. And so we'd love to invite you to give this week in particular as you help us close out the year strong and plan for our ministry activities here at MoneyWise Media in the coming year. You know, if you value the biblical message of MoneyWise and want to help expand this message, your tax-deductible gift is a direct way to help build and strengthen the kingdom of God as we share these timeless principles. So to give and be a part of this matching gift that is happening this week only, just head to moneywise.org and click the Give button. Again, moneywise.org and click Give at the top of the page, and we'll thank you in advance for that. All right, 800-525-7000 is the number to call. To Wisconsin we go. Hi, Ed. Thanks for calling, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for having me. My question is, I had a 401k with a previous company, and since there was no more contribution since I left that company, I took that money and put it with Fisher Investments, and that was last December, and since then I've lost about $130,000. That kind of hurts. And my thought is, I'm thinking about an annuity, and there's a couple annuities out there that pay 8% a year, guaranteed. And I would at least like to recover my losses. And I don't need the money. I'm 62 years old. I have a military pension. I'm still working, and my wife collects Social Security. So my question is, do I just stay with the investment because history tells us it's going to come around, or do I go with a guaranteed 8% for the next 10 years and go with an annuity?
Yeah. Well, I guess that the question is, first of all, how is that 8% calculated, and is it truly a guaranteed 8%? What about withdrawals, and how does that play into it? These are very complicated instruments, so I just want to make sure you understand exactly what you're getting into. The only other consideration is that, you know, you'd essentially be locking in what I assume is unrealized losses at this point by converting over to the annuity. I mean, perhaps once this market recovers, and we've obviously seen some strength as of late, it could head lower, no doubt, especially if we hit a full-blown recession next year. But, you know, our high of 36,000 on the Dow, we're already back to 34,600 today with the market up 400 points. Again, that doesn't mean it's not going to be down another 2,000, 3 months from now. Eventually, we will get to the other side of this. The Fed will start lowering interest rates, and the trillions of dollars on the sideline of this market will come rushing back in, because the U.S. is still in the strongest position economically on the world stage, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. So for that reason, I think I would prefer, and ultimately you need to, of course, make this call, that you kind of wait out these declines, see that recovery, and then decide, okay, going forward, am I comfortable continuing to assume the risk to get the full benefit of the return, you know, that comes with that? Or would I rather transfer that risk to an insurance company? And then, okay, what product am I getting into? Because again, these are complicated, somewhat, you know, tend to be expensive, these annuities. There's all kinds of complexities as to how the return is calculated and what portion of the upside do you get in exchange for the downside protection, and just kind of all of these considerations that you need to make sure you understand before you make that decision. Does that make sense though?
Yeah, I kind of understand the annuity and the surrender charges and the death benefit and all that. I guess I was looking for the confidence that, you kind of reflect what I've talked to three or four different investment advisors, and you reflect how they look at things. And, of course, the annuity guy reflects, hey, 2023 is going to be a recession. You need to get out. So I appreciate that you're kind of in line with who I've talked to on the investment side. So that's very helpful. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it. And I think getting a couple of other opinions, just so you understand exactly, you know, what's going on here. I mean, in some cases where they say it's a guarantee, there are some catches in terms of it doesn't guarantee the annuity's actual return. It guarantees the growth of what's called an income account value by an optional rider. And that's not money you can withdraw. And so, you know, by buying that lifetime income rider, it creates the income account value, which grows, at a higher rate. But there's just, you know, a whole host of complexities that come with that. So I think perhaps getting a couple of opinions before you make that call, and then settling on this bigger issue of, do I really want to lock in those losses right now and make this change? Or is that something I'd like to do to get more conservative down the road, you know, once this account fully recovers? So you think and pray through that, Ed, and we appreciate you calling today. God bless you, sir. Texas. Hi, Donna. You're next on the program. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing real well, thanks.
Good. You know, I tried to get in yesterday because I had an appointment yesterday, but I went ahead and canceled it. Anyway, this is about insurance. It's about whole life insurance. And she is a life broker, and she took a look at what I currently have, and she suggested something else. Now, I'm trying to be biblically responsible, and she said that I have Royal Neighbors, Aetna, and Foresters.
All right, let's do this. My apologies, Donna. I didn't. The clock got the best of me. I got to take a quick break, but you stay there. We'll tackle your question just on the other side. We'll be right back.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7:05 p.m. Central, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth.
Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
If you enjoy this radio program, you will love all of the many different resources waiting for you at moneywise.org. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with a community of thousands of Christians striving to be faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at moneywise.org.
By now, you know that Sandy Rios has stepped away from the morning show. But don't despair. Sandy is shifting her talents to podcasting. She'll still be a part of AFR. And now, she won't need to wake up hours before the sun to keep us informed and encouraged every day. On the podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, you can enjoy the knowledge, insight, and interviews you've always loved on Sandy's morning show. Sandy Rios 24/7, beginning the week of January 9th on AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Money Wise program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. Just before the break, we were talking to Donna in Texas. Donna, I apologize. We got cut short there. You were saying you're really looking at some companies that you have whole life insurance with and wanting to know in particular whether they align with your Christian values. Is that right?
Well, I don't have them yet, but these are the choices that the life broker gave me because she was looking at my policy that I currently have, and she thought it would be, and I agree with her, to add like an accidental death and accelerated death benefit. And she gave me some choices, and my birthday is tomorrow. She encouraged me to do it before I turned 71. And those companies are Royal Neighbors, Aetna, and Foresters Financial. And my question for you is, one question, is do you know anything about them being biblically responsible? Yeah.
I don't, unfortunately. There are some tools out there that you could use. One is on the web at InspireInsight.com, InspireInsight.com. Okay. As long as it's a publicly traded company, you could do some research and look at kind of how they use their corporate profits and what issues they support that may or may not align with your values. So that would be one way to go. I would question just whether or not you need this life insurance at this point. Is there somebody that's depending upon you for your, you know, for income?
No. Okay. No, and I already have life insurance, and I've had it for about 10 years with Transamerica, and it's enough, and I've got in place, you know, final expenses taken care of and that type of thing. So I already have life insurance. Do I even need to change?
Well, I guess that's my question, and I'm also questioning just whether, you know, how expensive this policy is. Are you continuing to pay the premiums on the policy that you have, or is it already paid up?
No, it's not paid up. And what we were looking at was changing over to another policy that really is similar.
Yeah.
It's quite similar in terms of the premium and, you know, the benefit, that type
okay.
of thing. But yeah. the one she was offering adds just a little more with the accidental.
I guess I'm just wondering what the purpose of it is. You know, where is this money going to go if when the Lord calls you home? And is it a necessary expense for you? Or would it be better to pull out any cash value, use that to shore up, you know, your assets that you have and get this out of your budget so you're not continuing to spend money on a policy that you don't really need?
Okay, well, now I'm living with one of my kids,
Okay.
And her family. And so I am paying the life insurance, but they're paying the cremation expenses. And right. then the benefit will go to them when okay. I pass.
And so you're using this kind of as a part of the inheritance you'd like to provide?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I just think you need to be clear on what the purpose is. You know, typically we use life insurance to offset a risk where if we have a dependent like a spouse who's counting on our income or a minor child who's counting on our income, and if the Lord were to call us home and that income goes away, that would create a hardship. Not necessarily to use it as an inheritance. I'd rather you save outside of an insurance product or policy and then, you know, pass on whatever assets the Lord has blessed you with, you know, at your death as your inheritance, as opposed to trying to fund life insurance, which as you age is going to get more and more expensive. And especially with you continuing to add more costs through additional riders and so forth, you know, there's a lot of benefit for that to the insurance agent. I'm just not sure that really is necessary for you.
Yeah, well, I did talk to a CKA and her yesterday, and her company is Primerica. And she was saying you might as well just save your money. The yeah. thing is, like I said, now my kids, I've been with them for about 5 years now. And so I'm scheduled to move next year. But since, you know, my granddaughter was born, but they are paying the cremation.
Sure.
And so we have agreed that when I go, they would get the inheritance. I mean,
I see.
You know, the,
From the life insurance.
So that's,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's,
well, that makes sense to me. I think to your original question, I wouldn't be able to weigh in on kind of these particular companies in terms of
right.
faith alignment. So you could do that research, but I would probably concur with that CKA. And again, I don't yeah. know a whole lot about your situation, so you need to mm-hmm. make this decision with these professionals. But I'm just not sure it's necessary to replace anything or add a lot of additional
yeah.
riders at this point. That just sounds like more expense to me that's not necessary.
Yeah.
So, but hopefully that gives you some additional thoughts, Donna, as
it
you
does.
Make this decision.
It
and
does.
We appreciate you checking in with us today. God bless you, and we appreciate you being a part of the program. Let's head to Kentucky. Caleb, you're next up, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. I was calling about my wife and I bought a boutique last year, and we were I was thinking of, you know, hiring my kids as, you know, their young toddler and a 1 year old. Hiring them as like clothing models for the boutique, and what it would be like, what percentage you would pay them towards like a Roth or a savings out of the amount you can pay them a year.
Yeah. So what are the ages of your kids?
My son is 3 or he'll be 3 in January. And then my daughter is 1. She just turned 1 back in November.
Okay. And so the, you know, I think the key is you need to make sure that they're doing legitimate work because, you know, if you're going to, obviously they can only, you know, make contributions to a Roth IRA, if they have earned income, you can do it on their behalf. And they have to be a legitimate employee, where the compensation makes sense and can be justified. The key is you don't want to do anything, that, you know, would conflict where the IRS could challenge it. And so you probably want to check with your CPA. Do you normally use a CPA?
Yeah, we have one. He hasn't got back to me yet, and I was just okay. kind of getting, you know, a couple different perspectives possibly.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, here's the key. They have to do real work. You got to comply with employment laws in terms of age and hours and all of that. Follow the child labor laws. You've got to give them real wages that are reasonable. You've got to separate family and work jobs and then withhold taxes appropriately. You know, keep deposit, you know, you've got to deposit the wages and then file a tax return depending on, you know, how much they earn. But then, you know, if you do that in the right way and your CPA is on board with that, then if they have earned income, you could absolutely begin funding a Roth IRA up to that earned income. And I think that's a great idea because the earlier you can start getting that tax-free compounded growth, the better. I think the key is you just need to do some homework and make sure that, you know, you're doing everything thing the appropriate way. And for instance, with the child labor laws, you can check with the U.S. Department of Labor and get all of those details on what you need to know, along with the other issues I mentioned. Okay?
Yep. How much of a percentage would you put, though? Would you put all of it until they're, you know, 16, well, 17, they start using it?
Yeah, I think the key is kind of how do you want to approach this? Like, so for instance, the other major expense would be college. How do you want to handle that? And do you want to take, you know, a portion of this and put it into a 529? Or are you going to save for college separately? And this really is for the long term. I'd probably split it 50-50 so they have something they could use more currently when they're ready, and then have something for the long term. Caleb, thanks for your call today. God bless you, my friend. We'll be right back on MoneyWise. Stay with us.
They say actions speak louder than words. Here at the American Family Association, we take that to heart. AFA Action is here to inform and help you get involved in cultural and moral issues. You can also sign up for our AFA Action Alert, which will inform you about these issues every week by email. To sign up and for more information, visit us at afaaction.net. Why are you still sitting there? If you want change, it starts with you.
I just have a hard time believing that many Hispanics who are very family-oriented and oriented towards traditional values want men, young men, declaring themselves to be women, going into restrooms and locker rooms and changing areas with their daughters.
I would dare say that they're more conservative on those issues than white people.
Yes.
In general.
Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Siri, I need some help.
What's up?
Well, sometimes I feel like I can't get a handle on my money. I mean, where does it all go?
It sounds like you need the MoneyWise app. It's a free app that will help you plan your budget and track your spending.
Oh.
Like the $3 you spend every morning on coffee.
Well, not every morning.
You'll also get access to free biblical financial advice.
Sounds awesome. Let's do it.
Okay, searching for MoneyWise on the App Store. Learn more at app.moneywise.org.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
For joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Hey, if you'd like to get in on our $50,000 match this week, as a generous giver has stepped up to say, here at MoneyWise Media, I want to help you get to your year-end giving goals, so I'm going to match every dollar this week only up to $50,000. If you're a part of the MoneyWise family, you listen to this program regularly, we would invite you to be a giver and help us fully subscribe this match that's on the table right now. You can head to MoneyWise.org and click Give Now. You can also track our progress toward our goal by December the 31st. Again, MoneyWise.org. Just click Give Now. Thanks in advance. Back to the phones we go to Arkansas. Hi, Glenda. Thanks for your patience. Go right ahead. Hi, Glenda. You with us? Oh, Glenda.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hello?
I sure can. Yeah, I've got you.
Okay.
You go right ahead.
Yeah, I just about have to stand on the roof out here in the country.
No problem.
No, seriously. Okay, I'm calling regarding my granddaughter who is 16 right now, and she lives in California. I'm in Arkansas, but I want to put something aside for her. She doesn't really have a lot of family and all that she can count on. And I wondered what might be a good thing to put, like, I'm thinking $100 a month if I can sock it away somewhere, whether it's a savings account, a new, I don't know what all the things are. What
yes.
would you suggest?
Yeah, let's try to get a little more specific on how you would want to ultimately give this to your granddaughter. At what age and for what purpose?
Well, I'm not sure if 18 or 21. She may need it at 18. And the purpose would be whatever she might need because she
okay.
may just have a need to have some, you know, money to live on.
Yeah. And what is her age now?
16. And I'm like retired. I'm 73. So I may not be around. You never know.
Well, it doesn't sound like the Lord's quite done with you yet. So you may be here quite a while, Glenda. Good. So somewhere between 2 and perhaps 5 years is what you're thinking, correct?
Yeah. That's about right.
Okay. And are you wanting to have control over when she gets it, or do you automatically want her to get it, you know, at 18, for instance?
I don't think that matters. I'm not real. I just don't want her to get it before that.
Okay. Yeah. The only reason I ask is if you put it in a custodial account, which would mean that, you know, it becomes her asset at the age of majority, you just have to recognize that if that's 18 in your state, and let's say you felt like she wasn't quite ready for it at that point, you wouldn't have any control over that. Whereas if you keep it in your name, then you get to determine the time and place that you transfer this money over to her. But I think for right now, what you could do is look at the I bonds, the inflation bonds. You'd only have to leave that money in for a year. You could buy up to $10,000 worth. And right now they're paying 6.8%. And there's no risk on it because it's backed by the U.S. government. And you could open the account in her name, or you could put it in your name and make her the beneficiary if you were to pass away, and then any time after 12 months, you can redeem it and you'd be credited the interest that goes with it. So that would be one way to go. You'd buy the I bonds at treasurydirect.gov. You could set up an account and then you could buy $100 worth a month if you want. Given that the time horizon is less than 5 years, I probably wouldn't put it in the stock market. So what I would do is either use the I bonds that I mentioned, or just put it in a high yield savings account and, you know, in your name, like at Marcus or Capital One 360 or Ally Bank, and then just set up an automatic transfer every month of that $100 from your checking into that high yield savings account that's going to be paying about 3% right now per year. But the key is it's safe. And it's earmarked for her, so it's separate from your other money. And that way, whenever you're ready to give it to her, whatever you've accumulated over the next couple of years, up to 5 years, it's sitting right there. You don't have to worry about the stock market being up or down or sideways. And then you could just, you know, pull it out and give it to her. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, do I have to pay taxes on this?
You would. So, yeah, and that's where it comes down to whether it's your account or hers. But if it's, you keep it in your name, you would pay the taxes. You know, the if you decided to put it in a custodial account, then she would.
Okay, and the custodial account would end whenever, like if it, say when she was 18 or 21, whichever I chose or whatever. Is that correct?
Well, so with a custodial account, it's based on the age of majority in your state, which is typically 18. So that's why I'm thinking you probably don't want to do that. If, in fact, you wanted to hang on to this money until she was 21, with a custodial account, you wouldn't be able to do that. And so then you'd keep it in an account in your name, but then you would be responsible for the taxes on the interest that you receive.
Getting back to the I bonds. I thought that it was kind of not good to do something with the government nowadays.
No, I don't have any problem with that. You know, yes, we have some challenges in this country. Yes, there's some longer term headwinds with the national debt skyrocketing and just a whole host of other issues. But if you look at it, Glenda, we're still far and away the strongest economy in the world. You know, despite our challenges, the full faith and credit of the United States government is about as good as you can get from a soundness of money standpoint. So I wouldn't have any trouble over a 5-year time horizon for you having U.S. government backing. You're not going to find anything stronger than that anywhere in the world, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that used to be at 9%, right? No.
It did. Now it's at 6.8, and it will continue to come down with inflation. I'm just looking at investment options that don't have any risk of loss, since your time horizon is potentially as low as 2 years. I don't want you putting that in the stock market, and then all of a sudden we're in a recession, and you were ready to give her the money, and it's down 30%. So that's why I'd like for you to either put it in a savings account or I-bonds, where you don't have to worry about the principal loss.
Now, on the I-bonds, too, I thought you had to put a minimum $10,000 in. Where did
no,
I get that?
No, it's a maximum of $10,000 per year per person.
Oh.
So up to $10,000.
Okay, so I can put a hundred. I mean, I could put in $100 and I could add it each month or whatever.
You sure could. Yes, ma'am. Yep, you just create an account at treasurydirect.gov. Hey, you sound like a wonderful grandmother, and grateful to talk to you today, Glenda. All the best to you. To Indiana we go. David, you'll be our final caller, sir. Go ahead.
Hello, good morning, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, I'm 72 years old. My ticker is kind of been winging out, but I think God's healing that. But I had money in the stock market, and it kept going down and down and down. And I had a great advisor, but I was talking to him, and all of a sudden, he pulled me out of the stock market and just sent all the money to me because he thought I needed it to be available. It's about $100,000, and I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Well, tell me kind of how you're thinking about this money and what you'd like to do with it. Do you want to take some risk with it and try to grow it? Or do you want to try to hang on to it and just at all costs make sure it's protected? What's your thinking?
Well, I was thinking about pulling it out of the bank because I have no faith in the government either necessarily, but you just said that it was going to be okay. Otherwise, it was going to be in a mattress or out back in a tin can buried. So
yeah.
I don't know exactly what to do. That's why I'm calling you. I want a growth because it's the money that I have to live off of, obviously.
Sure.
I'm only making about $800 a month on Social Security, and I try to live on that a month, which I do pretty well at. I'm pretty frugal, but I still responsibly. I need to be responsible with the Lord's money and want it to be growing. I do give to the Lord regularly, so here we are.
Yeah, very good. Do you have an emergency fund separate from this roughly $100,000, David?
No. That $100K is all I have.
Okay. So what I would do if it were me is I would say, let's take 6 months worth of expenses at a minimum and put it in a high yield savings account with an online bank that's FDIC insured that's paying you 3% a year. And that's going to be continuing to head up with interest rates. And then I'd take the balance and I would, you know, if it were me, I probably wouldn't have pulled it out of the market. And I would probably say with the right advisor that has the right investment mix, you know, where you've got probably somewhere between 30 and 40% in stocks, maybe closer to 30 if you want to be conservative, and then 60 to 70% in bonds, especially as we get to the kind of the top end of the rate increases. And, you know, we got some higher yields and now the bond prices aren't falling. Now, all of a sudden, you've got a solid portfolio that you're not looking at over 6 months or a year, but you're saying if the Lord tarries and I'm in, you know, the Lord heals me with my heart issue, then I could be around for another decade or two, you know, doing whatever God has called me to. And I want to try to overcome the effects of inflation because this money is losing purchasing power every day when it's not earning anything. And so I'd probably have that 70-30 stocks to bonds portfolio for the portion that's not your emergency fund that's guaranteed at 3%. Then you don't have to worry about selling something when it's down. You can take a long-term perspective and you'll know that at least I've got something that's earning some income that that I can feel good about pulling and not depleting all that I have. And I wouldn't worry about a collapse of the U.S. government or the banking system in the next couple of decades if it were me. So that's my best advice for you, David, but I appreciate your calling today. You're the steward, so pray through that and see where the Lord leads, and I'm confident he'll give you some wisdom. Thanks for being a part of the program, sir. God bless you. That's going to do it for us today, folks. If you'd like to get on our year-end match, dollar for dollar, here at MoneyWise Media, head to MoneyWise.org and click Give Now. I want to say thank you to my team today. Couldn't do it without Robert Sutherland, Adam Suddeth, and Pat Montague serving us incredibly well here. Thank you for being a part of the program as well. I trust you have a great rest of your day. You'll come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.